spent nuclear fuel elements in ruggedly built trucks and special railroad cars head toward western New York State.
The West Valley nuclear site, 30 miles south of Buffalo, is the only commercial nuclear reprocessing plant to have operated in the United States. In just 6 years, beginning in 1966, the plant processed more than 700 tons of spent nuclear fuel, generating 660,000 gallons of high-level radioactive liquid. It also accumulated roughly 2.4 million cubic feet of waste in unlined soil trenches.
Each day, nuclear fuel services can process up to 1 ton of spent fuel elements.
But more than 4 decades after the plant closed its doors, what to do with that waste remains an open question. Cleanup of the site has been underway since 1980, and to date, it's cost the state and federal governments more than $2.9 billion.
There are clearly legacy issues from those early generation of nuclear facilities.
Mike Weber of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission says facilities like the West Valley site operated when nuclear regulators were on a steep learning curve.
In fact, we learned from that legacy and put in place regulations that are much more stringent and well-informed for the current generation of facilities.
When those evolving regulations saw the site quickly fall below code, West Valley's commercial operator bowed out, leaving responsibility for the site with the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority. And according to Ed Lyman of the Union of Concerned Scientists, the reprocessing operations left behind a host of issues.
This is actually the worst thing you can do for nuclear waste. When you process spent fuel, you increase the hazard and the likelihood that you can have accidents or releases into the air or water, and you generate various types of waste, each of which is very difficult to deal with.
The majority of waste reprocessed at West Valley came from federal facilities, and in 1980, the U.S. Department of Energy became responsible for solidifying the liquid byproduct. They utilized a process called vitrification, which resulted in 275 barrels of highly radioactive glass. But some contaminated sludge remains, and along with the buried waste at the site, it's seen as a risk for the surrounding environment.
It needs to be removed. And unfortunately, wherever it goes is going to be a sacrifice area because there's no way to contain nuclear waste that lasts hundreds of thousands and millions of years.
Diane DiRigo, a member of the Nuclear Information and Resource Service, says potential contamination of the local water table is now the biggest concern.
Nuclear waste was brought here and buried in unlined soil trenches, surrounded by streams that cut and drain into Cattaraugus Creek, which gushes into Lake Erie, right below where western New York, Erie, and Buffalo get their drinking water supply.
NYSERDA and DOE officials say the natural presence of thick clay at the waste site prevents harmful radioactive isotopes from leaching into the environment. They test soil, milk, vegetables, and even the meat from roadkill in the surrounding area on a regular basis to make sure contamination isn't leaching off-site. However, according to DiRigo, it's estimated the site will erode into the Great Lakes in the next 150 to 1500 years regardless. And she says increasingly severe weather events mean the waste could be exposed sooner than predicted.
It's eroding slowly, but we could have big incidences where more could come. We can't wait for this stuff to leak out. It has to be dug up and stored retrievably, monitored, and maintained.
The 2011 disaster at the Fukushima plant in Japan prompted a full review of safety in U.S. nuclear facilities. And while some changes were required, the NRC deemed that the current arrangement for fuel storage at most commercial plants was safe. But Ed Lyman of the Union of Concerned Scientists says that conclusion is symptomatic of the gaps in nuclear regulation worldwide.
Part of the systemic problem that made Fukushima possible was the fact that regulators in the nuclear industry simply believed that something like that could not happen.
And Lyman agrees that increasingly severe weather events could pose future threats to U.S. facilities, too.
The problem, as always, is how safe is safe enough. And we have concerns that the measures that the NRC is requiring don't go far enough to really protect U.S. power plants against the whole range of disasters that they might face.
Nuclear fuel can remain radioactive for hundreds of thousands of years, and that's how long it needs to be safely stored, according to Lyman. The NRC's Mike Weber says the nuclear waste, which remains long after many plants have closed, is an issue the NRC is actively considering.
The question arises, well, gee, what about if you had to store the fuel beyond the licensed lifetime of the nuclear power plant? because there perhaps would be a delay in the availability of the repository. What then? What are the environmental impacts associated with that?
NYSERDA and the DOE are facing that very issue at West Valley. They're currently working to decontaminate and decommission the site in two phases. Phase one is already underway and includes multiple studies intended to inform final phase two decisions scheduled for 2020. But for Joanne Haymeister, a member of the Coalition on West Valley Nuclear Wastes, after being involved in the issue for nearly four decades, the endless parade of studies is getting tiresome.
There have been far too many studies, and they do cost money. And I feel as though the money that they are spending for additional studies could be used to do waste remediation at some level. It's just my view. I'm impatient about getting things done. I'm not going to see this place cleaned up. I can't live to be 150, you know. I just can't.
NYSERDA director for the West Valley site, Paul Bembia, says the studies are necessary to make sound decisions for the site. And the 2020 timeframe is, in his view, an aggressive one.
Some of the issues that we're addressing right now through the Phase 1 studies are some difficult scientific and technical issues. NYSERDA and DOE have brought in some of the top experts in the country to help us with those, and that scientific process is just going to take a little bit of time.
And Bembia says decommissioning activities are already taking place. But even if Phase 2 decisions support the removal of all waste from the West Valley site, there's nowhere for it to go. And Ed Lyman of the Union of Concerned Scientists says there'll be no solution at the national level for several decades.
The current law says spent fuel will be buried in Yucca Mountain. And so until that law is changed, nothing can really happen. And in Congress, there's very little action or appetite for dealing with nuclear waste legislation.
Mike Weber at the NRC says the issue is no longer a scientific one.
The staff did not identify any technical or scientific reasons that would lead us to conclude that you could not license the Yucca Mountain repository.
But the issue has become highly politicized.
It's really now in the hands of the policymakers.
In the absence of a national solution, local resident Joanne Haymeister says West Valley could still be a valuable case study.
It is so complex, so it's the worst case scenario. They could make some inroads into treating waste using West Valley, I mean, like a pilot plant. I think they've missed the boat on that.